It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line. Good morning, Mike Wiggins.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm ready for a happy Tuesday.
That is a fact. Well, the weather looks like it's going to be very pretty. However, just looking at our weather board over here, it looks like it might kind of head south for the next couple of days. A lot of rain. And my goodness, did we have a storm the other night? I hope everybody did okay. I've seen some tree limbs down and
A lot of them.
And a lot of folks who haven't had their roofs fixed had the blue roofs, and some of the blue roofs, you know, were blown off. It was an unbelievable wind. About 4:30 in the morning, just roared through Pensacola.
It woke me up out of such a heavy sleep. I was like, is something knocking on my balcony door? You know, it was pretty intense. And yeah, we had a tree in the lot next to us. I mean, it's pretty dead, so I wasn't really worried about it, but that one finally started to come down, and lots of down branches. So wow. It wasn't like the worst, but it was pretty bad and lots of substantial damage.
No doubt about it. But we'll have to stick to the old slogan that April showers bring May flowers.
Oh, that's true.
We're gonna go with that.
That's a good reminder. And hey, just to remind all of you who are listening, first of all, good morning to you. So glad that you're joining us here on the Garden Line. Please call or text in with your questions. 850-437-1620. A few of you are already saying, good morning. I see you, Catherine. What a beautiful flower. Oh, my goodness. Her first amaryllis this year. Super pretty.
Oh, so pretty around town right now. Just gorgeous.
I've seen some of those really dark reddish ones.
Yes. Just,
oh, boy.
Deep red. Just beautiful. Right. But then you have the multicolored ones that are also really, really nice. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. And they're awake this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Great.
Good morning. I'm so excited. 908. You guys are breaking records with your texts. I'm so excited. So we do have a specific subject we want to talk about before we start answering too many questions.
We could do this next subject for probably about 30 minutes. We're going to do it in about 30 seconds because I want to see what folks are saying with their texts. But I'm going to steal some of Davis Allen's thunder a little bit and go into sports insofar as the Masters golf tournament. Now, you may say, Mike, this is the Garden Line. Be quiet. We don't want to talk sports. We're going to talk gardening. But there is a tie-in here if you watched the Masters golf tournament. And, of course, congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama, who won it, the first Japanese player to win a Masters golf tournament, and that's just terrific.
That's amazing.
He is now an icon in Japan. In Japan, golf is the sport, and they are just going crazy over in Japan over his victory, and congratulations to him. But the reason I wanted to bring it up, that if you watched any of the Masters, even if you just somebody in your house was watching it and you passed the television and just looked at it, you had to marvel at the gorgeous grass.
Oh, all the yes.
The grass on the greens, the grass on the fairways, the grass on the tees. And you may have said, well, what is that? Well, first of all, on the fairways, it's Bermuda grass. And we're all familiar with Bermuda grass here in Pensacola because it is basically a golf course grass. Now, I have some friends that have Bermuda lawns, and they are gorgeous. But it is a very high-maintenance grass, as you can imagine. You have to mow it. A lot of people like to use a real mower on it versus a regular mower. And also you cut it very short. You have different types of Bermuda. Bermuda 419 is one that comes to mind, but there's some hybrid varieties. and you've got to fertilize it just right and water it just right. So that's why they put it on these golf greens. It is very high maintenance, but you can grow it. But your Bermuda grass on these fairways could be dormant this time of year, or just not totally green yet. So they overseed with perennial ryegrass. Now, in Pensacola, you can plant perennial ryegrass. Perennial means it comes back year after year.
Sure.
In Pensacola, it's not really going to do that.
Oh, okay.
But some of these, I'm going to say new, they're not new, but some of these special hybrid perennial ryegrasses are absolutely gorgeous. If you watch the Masters, it was dark green. Everything was perfect. It was just literally perfect. It looked like they painted it. Now, on the greens themselves, this is very interesting. It's a grass called bent grass, which is more of a cool season grass. And we don't really grow bent grass here in Pensacola.
Okay.
But it is a cool season grass. And so for the Masters, I guess they're just kind of like us. They could have had some warmer weather.
Sure.
Those greens in Augusta are underneath the grass. Underneath the greens are these high-tech cooling systems that make the grass think it's cooler than it really is. It's just an amazing place. And so if you want to have your lawn look like those fairways,
oh well,
or those greens in Augusta,
I would like that.
One,
I've seen a couple in Pensacola out and about. I've seen those types of lawns, and I am very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least.
Exactly. And some of that perennial ryegrass is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. And, of course, in Pensacola, it's going to burn up. It's going to go away in the summer, and it's not going to come back.
Okay.
But in any event, it's beautiful.
Yes.
One
hey.
Last thing.
Yes.
And then we need to get to some of our texts here. And we're not going to go through this now. Maybe if we get a few minutes. But every hole at Augusta is named after a plant.
How cool
every
is
one
that?
Of them. Number one is tea olive. Number two is pink dogwood. Number three is flowering peach. And you go on and on and
that
on and
so
on.
That is so fun.
And if we get a chance, we may go back and look, because there's some that are really
maybe
interesting.
Maybe people can start guessing. That'd
yeah.
be fun. If you
exactly.
guys can start guessing.
And I would like to, anybody who is listening today, who has been to the Masters, I'd love to hear their impressions of the horticulture there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, let me think real quick. What's the hole that we need that they, I think they specialize? Hole 13.
Hole 13.
Is azalea.
Oh, there we go.
And if you watched the Masters and saw those Formosa azaleas and Prada Mobile and George Tabor and Fielder's White, it was just unbelievable.
I can imagine.
Gorgeous
I didn't
it
watch
was.
The Masters. I'm going to admit it. I did not. I didn't turn on the TV. I didn't do much of anything. But we do have a call. We have Van in Pensacola. Good morning, Van. What's your question for Mike?
Hey, Van. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry.
Good morning. Question dealing with crepe myrtle trees.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I planted in 95 a row of 9, and for some reason this year I've got one completely dead and two others about 60% compromised that I'm going to have to do some radical pruning on. Have we got something going on with crepe myrtles? Because I always thought they were fairly indestructible.
Well, and I tend to agree with you that generally crepe myrtles are bulletproof and they last for, well, literally generations.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with your crepe myrtle, I really can't identify, because the only thing we ever deal with them is sometime a little bit of leaf spot and that type of thing, and generally people just ignore that. I don't think people treat it at all. The only thing I can think about is possibly, and I don't know if this applies to you, Van, somehow, some way, some type of herbicide got into the root system or on the foliage of that crepe myrtle. Hard to believe in a row of 9, just one of them is affected. But,
I'm on a phone call.
Keep going.
Oh, and so possibly a weed killer of some kind got into the system. But other than that, I really can't identify with you a problem that would have killed, just literally killed, one out of 9 of your crepe myrtles.
Right.
Because that generally, like you say, Van, you're right. It just doesn't happen, because they generally, no matter what, you can commit crepe murder, as we've talked about, and prune them back almost to the nub, and they still come back.
Mm-hmm.
They still are alive. They may not look great, but they still are alive. but to know why it is dead, other than some type of external damage, is very interesting. I don't know the answer to that. And I would certainly check to be sure that there's nobody spraying Roundup or some kind of brush killer or one of those things that can get systemically worked through the plant, which might have killed it.
Wow. Van, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate
Thanks,
you. We're going to take a quick break, let you hear some messages while we start looking at some of your messages. Please continue to text or call in 437-1620. We will be right back here on the Garden Line.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talk. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158.
Call Christina today for the details. Not all homes will qualify.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends, to talk, to play, to learn. A place to bring the kids, relax, catch the game, and toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Local news is our job, and we take it seriously.
Congressman Matt Gaetz again dismissing sexual misconduct claims against him. Speaking to a conservative women's group, Gaetz argued he's not going anywhere.
You see the anonymous sources and insiders forecasting my demise. Know this, they aren't really coming for me. They're coming for you.
Local news every 30 minutes from the newsroom that's open all day. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream.
It's 9:19 here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. All right, let's get to some questions. We have some texts rolling in this morning on the Garden Line. And if you do have a question, please feel free to chime on in 437-1620. All right. This one comes from one of our listeners. It says, I have a 12-inch gardenia bush that has not grown in a year. What do I need?
Well, gardenias are an interesting plant. There are a couple of different kinds. One is a dwarf gardenia. They call it gardenia radicans. And then there's the larger growing gardenia, gardenia mystery. Now, they're more than that, but those are the basic ones in Pensacola that a lot of people have grown over the years. And a lot of people with gardenias get very frustrated because the leaves during some periods of the year, usually in the spring, will turn yellow. And people say, oh, I need some iron, I need this, I need that. Right. It's sick, it's got the fungus. But gardenias do that. They'll slough their leaves off. But insofar as what you need, there are a couple of things. One, inspect that gardenia very closely. Look underneath the leaves to be sure you don't have some scale. The little white specks, which are literally insects that have secreted that little white material, and they are just, for lack of a better word, just sucking the juices out of that gardenia. And they do that to a lot of plants, like sago palms and ligustrum and those type of things. But it'll happen to gardenias also. So what you need to do every spring and every fall is spray them with an ultra-fine oil, being sure to mix it correctly, but be sure you spray it not just on top, but underneath the leaves. Very important. Okay, the second thing you need to do is to fertilize it. And what I would fertilize it with is a good azalea and camellia fertilizer. A lot of fertilizers are labeled azalea, camellia, gardenia fertilizer.
Right, right.
But nowadays I haven't seen a lot of the gardenia on the label. But one that has got a lot of iron in it, it likes kind of an acid soil. And then the third thing is put it in the right spot. I don't like to put them in the full sun. I don't like them in dense shade, mm-hmm. kind of medium shade. So if you do that ultra-fine oil, fertilize them correctly, put them in the right spot, you should get some growth out of it.
Okay.
But sometimes, as we all know, when you buy a plant, it just doesn't work because something may have happened to it long before you bought it. And sometimes you have to just say, Uncle,
you mean
I'm
like
going to start over.
Like a dud.
A dud.
Okay.
Let me write that down. That is a great horticultural term. It is a dud. Right. Jenna, you are so good at this.
I'm like the smartest person ever.
You are the smartest person ever.
Please take that one to the bank. Please.
Exactly. But anyway.
I've had plants like that, though.
Oh, we all have.
And actually, you know, the other day, I like aloe vera plants. Mm-hmm. And one of mine just, it looked like it needed extra sunshine. So I put it out on my front porch area, my downstairs porch. And so I forgot to bring it in during that windstorm. None of my other plants were hurt, nothing, mm-hmm. nothing happened. That aloe vera was ripped straight out of the planter.
Oh, I don't doubt that a bit. Wow, that wind was something else. And, you know, and then one other thing about the gardenia, I don't know if it's in the ground or in a pot or whatever, but keep in mind now, if you have it in the right place and you put it in the wrong place or vice versa, that it goes through a shock. It's kind of like a plant shock, and you can have some plant problems.
Oh, like moving it around too much?
Moving it around too much, taking it from, you know, shade to sun, sun to shade, kind of like that aloe vera you were talking about.
Yeah, I feel bad about it.
Right, but the gardenia is I'm going to say this is not fair, but for some people it's a frustrating plant because it does have some of those problems.
Sure. Okay, excellent. Okay, so we have some other, we have Catherine. She's texting us some beautiful pictures. I wonder, is that purple one in amaryllis too? Do they have purple amaryllis?
Yes.
Too?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a purple amaryllis.
No doubt about it.
Enjoying, I love the pictures. I always love when you guys send us beautiful pictures of your flowers, of your plants, of your lawns. Or dollar weed. I think that's beautiful too. Please feel free to text those in 437-1620. We have people chiming in saying that they experienced some pretty bad weather and effects and damage on the north side of Pensacola.
Exactly. I'm driving around. You can see some large limbs off these trees.
And I hope we have a break from that. Though,
exactly.
For a while.
And of course, here we are mid-April. A lot of people have planted some very tender annuals, and you get that type of storm.
Right.
And, of course, it can cause some damage.
Yeah.
And hopefully most folks are okay on that.
Sure.
But we got plenty of time to recoup and repair and get ready for spring.
Yep. Probably nail my aloe vera plant back in. We have another question about zoysia, but we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to go ahead and answer that for you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week, I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 are local, and your opinion matters. So we want you to join our Listener Advisory Board. When you join at newsradio923.com, we'll send you a confidential survey that helps us make decisions about our programming and news. And by the way, you'll be eligible for a $150 gift card to the Fish House just for filling out our survey. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You check my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Couldn't it ring, could whip ball the fire. I left in love, but I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Couldn't it ring, and gritting ball the fire. Kiss me, baby.
It's 9:28 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We have some questions coming in about zoysia grass. If you don't know, apparently one of our listeners laid some zoysia in February. It's full of weeds already, including dollarweed, one of my favorites. And he's never had that before. So, I mean, we're going to answer this question. You can go ahead and start answering it, and then we're going to take a break in the newsroom here in about 30 seconds.
Well, let me give you 30 seconds real quick. Zoysia grass, of course, is so popular in Pensacola, and it has done so well. It really is a gorgeous grass. There are different kinds, like Palisades and Emerald Zoysia. The Emerald is a little bit finer blade. Point, though, for the Zoysia is you mow it rather low, maybe 2 inches, some maybe even less than that, depending on the variety that you have. But you mow zoysia low. Now, insofar as treating that dollarweed, when we get back from the break, Let's talk about what you might want to do as far as treating that dollar weed, or what you may want to do, which is nothing, but fertilize it.
Oh, okay.
Mow it, because you're going to mow it low and really get that zoysia good and thick and healthy, and it may choke out some of that dollar weed. But there's another thing I want to recommend when we come back from the break.
All right. I love it. And we have more texts coming in, 437-1620. Let's take a quick break, check in to the newsroom with Mark Jacobs.
A warning to Florida lawmakers from the NCAA. Story after Fox.
I'm Chris Foster. It's recommended that use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine be put on hold as a precaution pending an investigation. The CDC and the FDA released a joint statement this morning. Fox's Evan Brown.
Six people have developed blood clots after getting the shot. 6.8 million doses have already been given in the U.S. The agencies also say heparin, a drug commonly used to treat blood clots, cannot be used in these situations.
Johnson & Johnson, meantime, is delaying rollout of the vaccine in Europe. The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop Sunday is identified as Kim Potter. She's a 26-year veteran of the department.
Protesters faced off with officers last night. Hours after a dusk to dawn curfew was put in place by the governor. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon described the shooting as an accidental discharge and that the officer intended to fire a taser, not a handgun.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 71, partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. The NCAA supports transgender athletes and is warning states that don't. It says if the Florida House passes a bill today banning transgender girls and women from playing school sports, it may pull future championship events from the state. The NCAA pointing out some big college games are on the calendar, with a lot of money potentially riding on what happens next. FDOT says reopening of the Pensacola Bay Bridge is still on track for the week of May 31st. Work continues making repairs. A full bridge deck has been replaced, with the exception of the multi-use path. No decision yet on whether the initial reopening will be all four lanes or a temporary combination of two lanes and four lanes. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, that high this afternoon near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will be seeing mostly cloudy skies, that low near 64 degrees. Wind coming out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Going into Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds, that high near 76 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
71 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze. It's 68 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with your Money Now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrial is down 105 at 33,640. But the NASDAQ is up 85 and the S&P 500 is up 4. Federal agencies are calling for an immediate pause in the use of J&J's single-dose coronavirus vaccine after six recipients in the U.S. developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within about 2 weeks of vaccination. All six recipients were women between the ages of 18 and 48. One woman died. A second in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have received J&J shot so far, and about 9 million more doses have been shipped out to states. J&J shares down 2%. A postcard written by the Titanic's radio operator weeks before the ocean liner sank in the North Atlantic in 1912 has been put up for auction. The card with an image of the ill-fated ship on the front was written by Jack Phillips to his sister in March of 1912. That's your Money Now.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on J. Love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Tweet, 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 tweet. Every little swallow
It's 9:34 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
And that music, the Rockin' Robin, means it's halftime.
It's halftime.
On the Garden Line.
It's a halftime show.
Every week, no doubt about it.
Anyway, he's our new go-to music guy.
I'm telling you.
I love it. Well, and so before we took a break, heard some news. We were talking about zoysia and dollar weed and how to kind of get rid of it.
Yes, yes. And I be quite frank with you, I'm a little leery of using post-emergence weed killer, in other words, weed killers to kill that dollar weed that's there, on newly laid grass, any kind of grass, zoysia included. However, if the grass has been down, looking good, coming out of dormancy, what you might want to do is experiment. In other words, take a little area. I'm talking a little area, maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot, maybe a little bit bigger. Mix up a product called Trimec, which is a good broadleaf dollar weed, weed killer, if you will, and spray it just on that small little area and see how that grass reacts. If it reacts adversely, then obviously you don't want to do it. But that's one thing you could do. But otherwise, I would say with the right fertilizer, right now, use it right now. If you haven't fertilized it, go ahead and do it. Because we always say when you lay new sod, after you have mowed it twice, then it's okay to fertilize it.
Okay.
So you could go ahead and fertilize your zoysia right now. Continue to mow it at the right height of the variety that you have, which is going to be probably around the 2-inch mark. And see if that zoysia can't choke out some of that dollar weed. But if not, and you really want to go at it hard, experiment with a little bit of weed killer. But I would not spray all of it with a post-emergence weed killer at this point in time.
Okay.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, you might kill it all.
It could. I don't want that to happen.
No. Well, I will mention it time and time again. When I see the zoysia mixed with the dollar weed, there's just something kind of pretty about it. Sorry about that. Sorry, friend that's listening and wanting to kill all the dollar weed. Okay, so this is a cool one. So remember a couple of weeks ago, we were like, hey, listeners, if you see those pecan trees, or if you say pecan, I don't recommend you say that, but I think it says pecan, right? You say pecan?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, up north, some people say pecan.
I know.
And it's just funny to me because,
that's right.
Pecan.
That's okay.
It's a funny word to say. But we had asked listeners, hey, if you see a pecan tree and it's starting to get some buds and some blooms on it and leafage, then it's officially spring, right?
Right.
We're done
exactly.
With no more. We're done with the freezes. We're all done with that. Well, one of our listeners, Mr. George, good morning. He says that he believes, and he doesn't know if you've gotten word yet, that the pecan trees are starting to leaf.
Now we're talking. Now, George, thank you so much for that. I don't believe at this point in time we are in the danger of any kind of severe cold weather, but that just validates that it is spring, no doubt about it. Remember, there's that little grove of pecan trees that I always look at. I haven't been downtown on the interstate in the last couple of weeks. On the east side of the interstate, right before you get to Fairfield. In any event, I am so glad to hear that the pecan trees are coming out, because that surely means it's spring and we can start planting whatever we want and we can start pruning whatever we want. So
oh
it's
goodness.
Time to go.
How come I'm going to have to pay attention. I drive by there every single day.
Well, look,
so
look,
I promise
if you're
I'll
heading,
look today.
If you leave downtown, you're heading north, look to the right.
Okay.
And you'll see them.
Okay, then I promise I'll look today.
Earlier on, I looked. A lot of the leaves of the trees had come out, but the pecan trees hadn't.
Oh, you know what's budding in my yard?
What is that?
My magnolias.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
You know, I was about to chop them all down. But right now I'm really happy I didn't, because I can't wait for that smell to start just wafting through the air. There's just nothing like it. It's surely like the scent of the South. I don't know.
There's no doubt about it. And if you folks have been listening for the whole show, you know, we talked about the Masters.
Yes.
Guess what the plant is for hole number 5 at Augusta National?
Am I going to get it right if I say magnolia?
You got it.
I got it. Listen, I said dud. I said magnolia. I'm going on a streak right now.
Yeah, you are on a
streak. A winning streak.
Exactly. Anyway, one thing about magnolias is very interesting. There are different varieties of magnolia. The old Magnolia grandiflora, that's the one we all know and love, and are, some of us don't love them because they shed leaves 365 days a year. But there's one called a Little Gem, which is more of an upright growing magnolia. That's a little different variety, and it is really a cool plant. And a lot of landscapers use it when they can't have a plant that's going to branch way out. They need something with a little more vertical growth. And that Little Gem's a good plant. It's fun, but it'll bloom just like a regular Magnolia grandiflora will. But the thing about those magnolias is, man, are they messy.
I know.
They're just messy. But, you know, you're right. It's kind of a southern plant that we all know and love.
Well, okay, so a little quick story, because we do have a second. The magnolia leaves, right? They fall off the tree after they start to brown. They get all crunchy, right? And we don't really like cleaning them up. Well, I have a brother-in-law, and he breeds different frogs and...
Wait a minute. He breeds
frogs in New Jersey. Yes. And he has an entire room. I don't know what it is, what you call that, frogatarium. I don't know. But that one I probably got wrong. But I lost my winning streak. But those leaves, what he does is when they come to visit, or I go up to visit, I take massive trash bags of magnolia leaves. He boils them in giant pots and then bakes them in the oven so they're a little bit crispier, and he puts them in with the crickets and other frogs, and they are perfect for their little living space, whatever you call that. Yeah.
Really?
So my magnolia leaves, I should actually start charging him is the deal. I should start charging him.
Why don't you, you could be the, he's up in New Jersey, could be the Florida division of his company. Get you a bunch of frogs.
And it's actually pretty cool. He's really into it. And so it's something like now when
why does he do that? Why does he raise frogs?
Oh, man, I don't know. But it's the most ironic thing, and this is just information for people that don't need it. My little sister who married him growing up was obsessed with frogs her entire life. And they are childhood sweethearts and ended up finding common ground, all these, and they got married.
They found common ground in those frogs.
Oh, my word, right? But the magnolia leaves apparently are good for the frogs. And so it's just a little random fact for everybody, because we had extra time. Thank you so much.
Well, I think I've told you before, every week when I do this show with you, Jenna, I learn something new. I have to tell you, I do.
So do I.
I do. I learn something new, and it's just great. The New Jersey frogs is something I never heard about.
And on top of that, last week I mentioned that my husband bought me a really beautiful plant for Easter. I do the Easter baskets for him and the kids and the dog, yes. And he got me a plant called the Crown of Thorns.
Mm-hmm. Great plant.
It's an Easter plant, but the little pink buds on one.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
And then another thing before we go on to some more questions, a listener had texted in this really cool palm tree with these long flowing palm leaves. And, you know, I mentioned it kind of looked like Rapunzel.
Right, right.
And Mike promised he would go home and he would figure out what that plant was called, what type. And it was a palm, right?
It was a palm. And we should have known it. We should have known it. The picture didn't, it was hard to relate, but I've got it. You said it looked like hair?
Yeah.
It's a ponytail palm.
Look at that.
It's a ponytail palm.
So does that help me get back on from my last losing streak of frogatarium?
No. You're still on a roll with your dud.
We have a lot of fun here on the Garden Line. Hey, somebody texted in and said, this is Paul. Good morning, Paul. He says he loves the banana magnolia. The Little Gem is a fantastic magnolia. And he says also, the pecans are about to start budding. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. Oh, and look at this. He also let us know magnolia leaves make an amazing mulch for hydrangea and other thirsty plants.
How about that, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Frogs are not the only ones getting help from the magnolias.
You may have a cash crop in your front yard.
I do. I've got three pretty good-sized magnolias, so I might start charging. Listen, I do need some extra cash. I have my eye on a pair of shoes, so.
I did want to say one thing to Paul. This is Paul from Blue Sky.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say one thing to Paul. Working on a landscape project for a very, very good friend of mine. one of my best friends, and I went by to look at it the other day, and boy, is he hard at work with a total redo on a beautiful home. And so I just wanted to say, good work.
That's awesome.
And look forward to seeing the final results.
I love it. I see.
We will, once the final product is done, we will talk about it. And maybe Paul can get on the phone with us, and we can kind of talk about what he went through and what he planted in this redo of this front yard.
I would love
that. That'd be a fun conversation.
And I would love to see pictures, because I need some inspiration for my yard.
And a before picture.
Yes.
Like right now, which is all dirt. Would be great.
Now we're just bossing Paul around.
Yeah, Paul's going to quit listening to us if we quit telling Paul what to
smiling.
Do.
He's smiling. He's loving it. I really appreciate you guys. All right, listen, keep those questions coming. I see some more coming in. 437-1620. Yes, also your pictures as well. All right, let's take a quick break, okay, Mike? And then we'll come back. And I would love to talk a little bit actually more about what were we talking about before with the Masters? I want to hear a couple more.
A couple more of those golf holes?
Yes.
We can do that.
All right. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
The choices you have on how to save on the Volkswagen you want continue at Pete Moore Imports. Choose the 2021 Jetta S in manual transmission from $16,990, the 2021 Tiguan S from $23,225, and the 2021.5 Atlas SE from $32,399. Or choose financing like 0% for 72 months on 2021 Tiguan, Atlas, and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or 0% for 60 months on 2021 Jetta, Passat, GTI, and Golf models. Or if you choose to lease, choose zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment during the VW Sign Then Drive event. Plus, VW's all-electric SUV, the ID4, is waiting for you to experience today. So choose Pete Moore Imports and choose how to save with your new Volkswagen. They're not in Car City, but on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. Special APR rates for qualifying credit with VCI. Sign and drive event is based on 39-month lease and with qualifying credit. See dealer for details.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me this Friday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll get all your questions answered about where to begin your design, build, custom home, renovation, or even commercial development project. That's this Friday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Almost 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news, weather, and traffic. No more wherever you are, because you like Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan, Gardening with Mike Wiggins, Car Talk on the Drive, Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. All right, Mike, I want to hear another.
Let me give you one or two more holes
at
Augusta National for the Masters. Number two, This is kind of a negative one for us. Pink dogwood.
Oh.
Well, in Augusta, Georgia, it probably grows great.
I bet.
Here, don't try it.
Okay.
If somebody says, buy a pink dogwood. Now, there is a variety called Welch's Junior Miss. Welch has been around for generations, long time. It has a little coloration to it, but it is not a true pink dogwood like you would think.
Oh, very cool.
But that's hole number five. By the way, that's 575 yards. I couldn't drive my car 575 yards. That's a long, long hole.
Wow.
Okay, number six. The hole number six is juniper. And, of course, junipers do so well here.
One of my favorites,
especially one that grows tall.
Yes.
And keep in mind, you've got them that'll crawl on the ground, ground covers.
Yes.
And they grow tall. The one I really like is called a Torolusa juniper. The other name for that is Hollywood Twister.
Oh.
And it, as it grows, it kind of grows.
Yeah.
To twist up. It really.
I call them the twisty plants.
The twisty plants. That's what
yes.
I say. Very good. Let me write that one down.
Listen, I will school everybody on the names of plants.
But, of course, the basic juniper, one of the basics we use here, is one called Blue Pacific Juniper, which is a ground cover. If you've got a full sun, a lot of people use them on slopes where you've got erosion, and they'll put Blue Pacific Juniper on there. They don't take a lot of water, don't take a lot of care. But they is a basic in Pensacola. A lot of people have used it.
No water, no care. Listen, that's my kind of plant.
That's your plant.
Listen.
Right there. How about hole number eight? Yellow jasmine.
Ooh.
And, of course, they've been gorgeous in Pensacola. The Carolina jasmine, just been absolutely beautiful. The Confederate jasmine, which has got the nice glossy leaves and the white blossoms,
the white. Mm-hmm.
Are just blooming and smell so
They
good.
Smell amazing.
They do.
I love going for walks and
right.
finding them. Hey, here's something really cool. One of our listeners texted in a picture, and it looks like they get their plants delivered, live plants. Let me see. It says, hey, Mike, I bought my super petunias through the mail. Have you ever done that?
I never, ever have.
They're really,
now,
it looks
now,
cool.
I will say this. I buy my caladium plants online from a guy down in South Florida called Caladiums Florida. And I got them in, and I've planted them in pots. And, of course, it'll be May or June before they're ready to go.
Okay.
But, golly, they are first quality. But so many people are buying plants, and that super petunia she's talking about
yeah.
is a great, great petunia. You know,
that's the ones I have, and they just keep blooming
and they
blooming and blooming.
Love the cooler weather.
I noticed.
You can plant those in the fall, and they will take you all the way through a hard frost. They really will. It is a great variety of petunias. So look that one up if that's what you're going to do.
Yes.
But I've never bought online. But if you look on the internet, just about any plant you can imagine
sure.
is available
oh,
online.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, I guess my first association with buying plants online were people buying live Christmas trees online.
Yes.
I like to go
sweet.
Pick mine out, but people were buying them online.
My Christmas tree's doing pretty well, actually, up front. We planted one a couple years ago, and now it's splitting into three.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm super excited.
Three for the price of one.
Yes.
That is so
hey,
cool.
Hey, we have a call. Nancy from Pensacola. Good morning, Nancy. Do you have a question for Mike?
Yes, I was wondering if we have a big problem with lichen, maybe since Hurricane Sally came through, because I've noticed lots of trees, especially one that borders our front lawn, when branches break off, they seem to have lichen on them. And especially on 12th Avenue yesterday, it seemed to me that some of those trees are damaged with lichen as well. And I was wondering if that could be something that could be prevented from taking over and ruining the beautiful canopy on 12th Avenue.
I think your basic question was, do we have a problem with lichen in Pensacola? L-I-C-H-E-N, lichen. And the
yeah.
answer to that, Nancy, is yes, we do. For those who don't know what we're talking about, it's kind of a grayish green, or it can be even yellow, kind of a mossy-looking covering of the limbs of
yes.
trees and some plants. First of all, the lichen is not really doing any damage to the tree. The lichen is there because the tree has gone through some type of trauma too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, storm damage, lightning damage, whatever. That's why that lichen is there. And a lot of people have said over the years, if you try to peel it off, you'd be doing more damage than you would good. Some people have sprayed copper sprays on it, thinking that might take it off. But it's really the only way, in my opinion, to really bring that plant back to good health is to do everything that you're supposed to do. Fertilization, water, pruning, all of that. It's usually, you're right, Nancy, it's usually the first type of organism, if you will, to appear after a natural disaster. And we've seen it all over Pensacola. We've had our share of natural disasters with Sally and Ivan. And
it's been a lot.
Even this storm we just had, you know, last week.
We didn't get to name her.
That's exactly right. But it is a very interesting stat. Let me see if I can remember this one. That 6% of the Earth's surface is estimated to be covered by lichen.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And there are 20,000 different kinds of lichen.
What?
Now that 6% of the Earth, I question that one. I don't know. But that's kind of what the literature will tell you about lichen. But the one last thing, that lichen is a self-sustaining type of organism. It doesn't take any nutrients from the tree. It's just there because the tree has gone through a trauma. So whatever you want to do some judicious pruning, fertilizing, watering, and hopefully that plant will come back to good health.
Wow.
But
Nancy.
Something else caused that.
Good question, though. I like that.
That's a great question, and Nancy's right on target. 12th Avenue, some of those older plants there have gone through many, many years of trauma, if you will.
Oh, absolutely.
From weather and otherwise.
Yes.
And that's why you probably got a lot of lichen there.
Right. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we can wrap it up with a couple of more names from the golf course, okay?
Oh, we can do that.
All right. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know there are over 100,000 lawyers in the state of Florida? Less than 2,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I'm proud to say that both myself and my law partner, Charlie Schuster, have been board-certified for over 25 years and specialize in handling personal injury claims.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week at the Gulfside Pavilion, it's the Doc Johnson Band with a mix of Southern rock, country, and blues. Bands on the Beach, it's back, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7. Stop by the Cat Country Tent and pick up something delicious from our friends at Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
All right, we're back here on the Garden Line. Listen.
With the Supremes.
Yes. Woo.
All right.
But before we go, let's tease them a little bit.
Well, one thing, Neil Sperry has written a book. He's in Texas. And one of his questions and answers are, if you're tired of flowers that fade away when they get hot, what do you plant as a heat beater? We're going to talk about that next week.
Oh, intrigue. A heat beater. Well, we're about to enter the heat.
That's right.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Okay.